What is up, and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always by my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer, three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, San Diego's top sports blog, who have been covering the Chargers for three seasons. But this is our first with the Locked On Chargers podcast, bringing you your team every day. Nobody else is doing off-season shows like this for you guys, so that's what we are here to do. We're going to keep shows coming out every single week, so make sure you tune back in with us and keep following up. But on today's show, we're going to be getting back into who the Chargers' impending free agents are. So on the last show, we talked about the offensive players like Tyrell Williams and Antonio Gates. And today's show, the much more loaded show, we are going to go over the defensive guys. So since there's more guys in this one, we're going to break it down into three sections. So first, we're going to start with the defensive linemen that are going to be free agents. And then we're going to do the linebackers and safeties in the middle. And then wrap things up with, I think, the best conversation. And that is the cornerbacks, because you have Trevor Williams, Michael Davis, and of course, the infamous Jason Verrett, all as free agents. So let's go ahead and get into it, guys. David, let's start talking about this defensive line. So I'm going to go ahead and go over all the guys the Chargers have that could be gone. And that starts with Brandon Mebane, who's an unrestricted free agent. The same with Damian Square, a guy we're definitely going to talk about. Darius Filon, and then also Isaac Rochelle.
Yeah, no, I think we'll start with Brandon Mebane being the elder statesman. I think, he's done some solid work for the Chargers. I mean, I think, at this point, you know what you're going to get out of him. And I think, they could probably go a different direction, a little cheaper. I love the leadership, but I think at this point, his services are probably no longer going to be required. The guy I'm excited about is Darius Filon. I think he was the best Chargers interior defensive lineman by far. They definitely need to sign him back up. I like Damian Square for good depth. I think he'll come cheap. I don't think it's going to take very much. And then I really love the work that Isaac Rochelle gave you from the seventh round in the draft. So, that's, great value that he provided, not only as a run stuffer, but provided a little pass rush as well.
Yeah, and for me, I think Brandon Mebane is the easiest one to kind of say, you came in a time of need when the Chargers needed you, and you kind of stabilized things, but never really got back to the level that you were pre-Chargers. And I think that's the sad thing about Brandon Mebane, because I know we were all excited when they got him, because he was just a guy that had the name, had the resume, and was coming from Seattle, who obviously had a dominant defense. But I think Darius Filon, John, is the guy that really you just have to get signed, because you cannot afford to lose him. You need to keep him, and you need to build around him on the inside.
You absolutely do, and you got to get more defensive linemen as well. So I would love to get rid of Brandon Mebane to get another defensive lineman to go alongside Darius Filon, because you have one piece of the puzzle right now for the defensive tackle, nose tackle area of this line. Darius Filon is part one, and you have to keep him. You have to sign him. I'm pretty sure he's not going to be required to get a high-paying contract like a Joey Bosa contract, so it shouldn't be hard to re-sign him. And in the draft, you could probably, or even free agency, you could probably get the other piece to go with him. And if you can get a part B of this defensive line in the defensive tackle area, you basically have your defensive tackles set up, because you have a good depth player in Damian Square, who is appeared in all the games. Says a lot to a guy that we didn't have high hopes for towards the middle of the year, because we started saying he's not being as productive as we would like. It was all about Darius Filon, but Square picked it up and led the line with 55 tackles, so he's depth. Now you just need a starter to go with Filon.
Yeah, Damian Square is, I think, a guy who should come back as depth. I think the problem was this year is he kept going back and forth. They had him playing defensive end, so he shaved a bunch of weight, and then Joey Bosa came back, and he didn't get on the field as much. And when he was on the interior. But I feel bad for him, because I think this was the year everyone thought that he might actually, blow up in the absence of Joey Bosa and with extended playing time. And he ends the year with only three sacks, which isn't great, but not everything you're looking for. But you want a little bit more. David, I think the hardest call right now is Isaac Rochelle, just because you didn't see a ton from him. He did get five sacks. He did get a lot of playing time. Never really rose above what he had been. He never really elevated his game, but at least he's a restricted free agent, so more than likely you'll be able to have him back at a reasonable cost.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I don't know if I agree with you on that, just because, you know, he's a seventh round pick. That can't be lost when we talk about him providing five sacks. I mean, you don't typically get that type of production from somebody coming from the seventh round. I mean, that's really few and far between. Obviously, history shows us there's a couple of examples, but that's just it, just a couple. So with that being said, you know, and, you know, your points are valid as well, but I think he'll definitely come cheap. Won't take much money. He's not a big name. He did provide some serviceable work, so I'd like to see them bring him back, and like I said, it probably won't cost too much.
I think that is important to remember that he is a seventh-round pick. I think the real thing with him was just the expectations because of how much he was hyped in the offseason. The coaches really built him up, and he got a lot of chances to show he's a good player. And I think that he showed, even if it wasn't a great season, a really good season from a guy that, like you said, didn't cost anything, really, a seventh-round pick. So I think he will get another chance to, you know, get in there rotationally with guys like Joey Bosa and Melvin Ingram and all three of them on the field and get to show his wares a little bit more. But John, so just to, you know, clear this up, I think we're all on the same page that for a reasonable deal, I mean, I think you're willing to spend more money on Darius Filon, but you want to bring back Filon Square and Isaac Rochelle.
Yes, you do want to bring back all three. Isaac Rochelle is basically your backup piece between Bosa and Ingram, who actually is productive. And without him, you basically just have Bosa and Ingram. And if one of them was to get hurt, or if one of them needs a rest to get Gatorade or something so they're not cramping up during the game, you don't really have much depth to go with them that is reliable and cheap at the same time. And Isaac Rochelle is that guy. And the best part is that he's also an exclusive rights free agent. So if the Chargers want him, all they have to do is offer him the qualifying tender, and nobody else can sign him. He will not be eligible to sign with any other team, because an exclusive right free agent is somebody who's had 2 years in the NFL, and is, which makes him eligible to be an exclusive rights free agent. And if the team that they were with the year before offers them the qualifying tender, they basically cannot sign with any other team. So if the Chargers want him, they get to have him.
And I think that they will. I don't think that their pass rush was anywhere near where they wanted it to be. But I think with a couple additions to this group, possibly in free agency or maybe the draft, it really could turn a corner and become a dominant pass rushing group. And obviously next season you go into it with Joey Bosa fully healthy. But we do have to get into the linebackers and safeties. We got Adrian Phillips, Denzel Perryman to talk about, and of course, Kyle Emanuel. Don't ever forget, the best Charger of all time coming up next. But first, I need to tell you guys about what the Locked On NFL Network is doing on Twitter and Instagram. You can go follow that to get all of the local experts throughout the league and to stay up to date with everything. And now that offseason, make sure you go check out the couple of the Locked On Draft podcasts. We have Locked On NFL Draft, which is the biggest Locked On show, and also Locked On Draft Dudes. I know for a team that doesn't win the Super Bowl, the next best thing is getting ready for free agency and the draft. So make sure you go follow Locked On. Make sure you go check out Locked On NFL Draft and Locked On Draft Dudes. They're doing some really cool stuff over there. This episode is brought to you by MyBookie. I know, guys, there's only one more football game to bet on this season with MyBookie in the NFL. So you have to get in there right now. They have a bunch of prop bets for you, the best in the business, and you always have to check those out. What color is the Gatorade going to be? What is the coin toss going to be? It's just awesome. It's the funnest time to bet of the year, and it's your last chance to bet on an NFL game for the season. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. You put in $100, they'll give you a free $100 to bet on. Use promo code LOCKEDON to activate the offer. So visit MyBookie online. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use the promo code Locked On when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, guys, now it's time to get into the next batch of free agents the Chargers have to make decisions on in 2019 before the season gets started, and that is the linebacker group and also the safeties. And when we talk about safeties, John, it starts, and this whole conversation of this group, I think, has to start with Adrian Phillips. He is an unrestricted free agent. He is also one of the most important parts of the Chargers defense. Hopefully, nobody else saw that.
Yeah, I'm really hoping nobody saw Adrian Phillips' production with the team, because he could make bank with another team right now. And he was third on the team, according to Chargers.com, in tackles with 94 total tackles. The guys he's behind were Da'Tavius Brown with 97 and Derwin James, who had 105. Derwin James led the team with 105, Adrian Phillips with 94. That's two of your three safeties, even though Adrian Phillips is your dime linebacker, safety type guy. He was still one of the safeties, and he had 94 tackles with Derwin James' 105. If you let Adrian Phillips go, that's 94 tackles right there that you're going to be missing out on. And with how bad our linebackers have been at tackling, or with how bad Jahlil Adai was last year, if you have one guy on your team that's not reliable, like a Jahlil Adai, Kyle Emanuel type person, you don't have Adrian Phillips to clean up the mess. And he has the speed to do it. And he's also really good at covering anybody out of the backfield. If you're, they got a running back who's going to be coming out of the backfield, guess who's there to cover him? Adrian Phillips. If you miss that, there are so many holes on this team you're going to miss just by losing Adrian Phillips.
Yeah, you will. And I mean, I feel bad for Adrian Phillips, because the thing is, I want him to make some money, because this guy is an undrafted free agent that basically nothing was expected from him and was just a special teams player. And now he has his first real chance to get paid. At the same time, I want the Chargers to be able to keep him. I don't know what they're willing to spend on him. We will go over that more as those days get closer, when the Chargers can start signing free agents and we know more what their salary cap is going to be. We'll see if there's any cuts. We have a couple guys in mind that could open up some money. But absolutely, David, Adrian Phillips has to be paid, and he has to come back to the Chargers.
He's a homegrown, unrestricted free agent that Tom Telesco has said has been in and out of his office at least 8 times, having to release Adrian, and then you brought him back. So to see his story of perseverance, to go from an undrafted free agent to an all-pro, is a special thing to be able to watch. And he is truly the heart and soul of this defense. He's a very intelligent player, and it's just so great to watch the type of player he's turned into. The Chargers absolutely need to pay this man, and he deserves every dollar that he's going to make.
He has to get paid, and I don't think it'll be anything crazy. I think you saw what the safety market was last season and how kind of dried up that well seemed to be, and there's not a lot of other options on the open market, so he could be sought after. We will have to see, but if somebody's willing to pay them, they're going to get a hell of a player, and the Chargers would lose a lot of the versatility that they have. But let's get into the linebackers. I mean, we already want them to bring back one linebacker, basically, in Adrian Phillips. But there's three more guys on this list, John, we need to talk about. And that's Denzel Perryman, Kyle Emanuel, of course, and then Hayes Pollard, who they brought back this season. Are we keeping any of them, John? Do you think the Chargers will re-sign any of these three guys?
I think you need to bring back Denzel Perryman, but it has to be a contract that has so many, like, incentives and conditions, basically saying that if you get hurt, then this happens and that happens kind of situation. Because when he's on the field, he helps so much in the run, in the running game. And if we could draft somebody that's also good in the running game and have two of those guys, and maybe Perryman could be the backup to whoever we draft so that there's less chance of Perryman getting hurt, it would help a lot with this team. Because we saw just how much we struggle against the run, just against the Patriots alone. If they ran it up the middle, we couldn't do nothing against them. And it's not like Sony Michel is a powerful running back that's carrying you. He had wide open holes all day. If you got it, you got to stop that somehow. And Denzel Perryman can stop that. And the contract he has to have is going to be something with incentives or conditions or anything that involves, if you get hurt, we get to do this.
And basically anything that's non-guaranteed. I like an incentive-laden contract just because it'll let him prove it, let him make his money by staying on the field. And I think he's really the biggest conversation here as far as the actual linebackers go, because he is really a first and second down linebacker. I think in that role, he really exceeds, but he is a liability in coverage. So you have to keep that into consideration. But at the same time, David, with these other two guys, I think you are going to agree that we don't want to see Emmanuel back. We could really take or leave Hayes Pollard and probably leave him with him not even be able to get on the field this season. But at the same time, hey, if you drop all three of these guys, you're left with Jatavis Brown and Nick DeZubner in your linebacker room.
You still got Kazir White. So, yeah, I know he's coming off an injury, but, he's showed a lot of, flashes and good promise. So if he's able to stay healthy, then, you get a boost there. But, yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I mean, the only way I would want to bring Denzel Perriman back is if it's, low money, or, hey, you need to hit, bonuses for games played and stuff like that, because, we just can't trust him just to be able to stay healthy. We all know if he's on the football field, he makes an impact. I mean, that's clear, but it's just been, it's not been there. He's not been on the field enough to where he deserves a lot of money. So any type of contract he gets, he's got to earn it.
And I don't think he would expect anything differently. He wants to stay on the field, and you just feel for a guy that's literally giving his body to the Chargers. And it's just unfortunate that he's been unable to stay on the field, because he is the type of player that's going to make an impact when he's on the field. And he really brings a physicality that a guy like Kazir White and Jatavis Brown really just don't bring. He will meet a fullback in the hole. He will meet a pulling guard and stop him in his tracks. And I think that's what you miss if you lose Denzel Perriman. So I think you do kind of have to take the risk and give him a non-guaranteed contract. But I don't think any of us are sold on Jatavis Brown as the answer either. So I think we all believe that there will be additions to this core, because right now, as it's currently constituted, there are some big holes there. But we do need to get into the best conversation of the day, and that is, what do you do with these corners? You have Michael Davis, you have Trevor Williams, and you also have Jason Verrett. So let's go ahead and get into it. But first, I need to tell you guys that this episode is brought to you by MyBookie, but the next episode could be brought to you by your company or your product. If you're looking for a way to reach new customers, podcast listeners are 60% more likely to interact with the sponsors they hear on their podcasts. Our demographic is 98% male, with higher education and more traditional earning than most audiences. And you can sign up to sponsor the Locked On Chargers podcast by emailing me at dwade4256@gmail.com, and we'll hook you up with an off-season special. All right, guys, now it's time to get into the final segment of the day, and that is breaking down this cornerback room, because the Chargers have some big names on there and some guys that have been key contributors over the last two seasons, and one guy who will never live up to his first-round expectations in Jason Verrett. But let's go ahead and start with Verrett, guys. He's the guy that, we have to talk about, because it's the constant, do we want Verrett, do we not want Verrett? I think all of us are pretty much on the same side with this, but I could see somebody, giving light to maybe giving him that kind of Denzel Perriman contract, John, but I don't think that's you.
It is not me. We should definitely just give him the max contract. He definitely deserves it. No, we got to let him go. Cut your losses. You should have done the try and trade last year, which I wanted to do. If you could have traded him, we got even a seventh round pick or whatever for him, at least you would have got something. Now you have to cut your losses and just let him go. Move on. You got a foundation to build with now with Casey Hayward, Desmond King. If you can re-sign Trevor Williams and or Michael Davis, you're set. You don't need to worry about a liability, another contract, more cap space. Move on from it and find somewhere else to spend that money.
Especially coming off of a torn Achilles. A lot of players never seem to come back from that injury the same. I do believe that Jason Verrett obviously has the talent. He was a first-round pick. When he was on the field, David, he was great. It just comes down to, at the end of the day, he never was on the field. I mean, he just really never played a full season, never really played more than half of a fully healthy season. And at this point, it's hard to believe that they're going to extend him a contract.
So I'm going to take you guys down a trip of memory lane here. The Chargers had a wide receiver by the name of Denario Alexander. Do you guys remember Denario Alexander?
Yes, we got him off the Rams.
Yes, so Denario Alexander was crazy talented. Super big, fast, made great catches, incredible talent. But he had like 6 knee surgeries, and he just could not stay on the football field. Unfortunately, it seems as though Jason Verrett has turned into this generation's Denario Alexander. And, you know, we all know the talent is there for Jason, but he just can't stay on the field. So for me, I would much rather just cut my losses and let him go. But the only way I would entertain signing Jason Verrett is something extremely incentive-laden and very short-term and very minimal money. Honestly, just would rather let him go, but that's the only circumstance in which I would even entertain bringing Jason back.
It has to be a one-year deal, too. There's no two-year, three-year, nothing. One-year, highly laced contract that has, like, the veteran minimum for how many years he's been in the NFL, like, the very minimum. And if he doesn't like it, he can kick rocks.
Exactly.
Well, and the thing about that is you could give him – just a training camp invite. You can give him something where even at the veterans minimum or whatever the case is, that he could be cut and you spend nothing on him when the season comes up. If he's injured and if he makes it fully healthy to the regular season, then you take your chances on a minimum deal like that. But a guy that gave you just a few of those games where you just thought he was the future and never could stay on the field. But now it's time to get into the more interesting conversation is what do you do with Michael Davis and Trevor Williams? John, these are two guys that have been such a big part of the Chargers getting, you know, that notoriety of having a really good secondary and a great cornerback room. Trevor Williams had the injuries this season, never really got back to where he was previously. But, I mean, Michael Davis was the hot guy towards the end of the season and ended up, you know, outplaying the other two cornerbacks on the Chargers in a few of those games. So both of these guys are restricted free agents. If any team puts an offer in on these two guys, the Chargers have a chance to match it. But what do you think is going to happen with these two guys?
I personally think the Chargers should try and bring back both of them. But I think you shouldn't give anything guaranteed to Trevor Williams. I think you can maybe give some stuff to guarantee to Michael Davis because he's younger and showed he can probably reach a higher potential, if you will. But with Trevor Williams, you definitely don't want to guarantee him any money, but definitely want to offer him a contract. If you have all four guys and Casey Hayward, Desmond King, Trevor Williams, and Michael Davis, you were literally set at corner. You don't have to do anything else. Really, with that position, you can focus on linebacker and defensive tackle in the draft and free agency. So I would like to have them back. But if someone offers them a contract and it's not what you want, I am totally fine with letting them go and getting a draft pick for them. But I want to at least keep one. And if I had to pick one, if you're going to put me on the spot and pick one, I would have to say Michael Davis.
That's perfect. I was just going to do that, actually, put you on the spot. And it's a similar situation to what the Chargers found themselves in with Tyrell Williams last season, where he was a restricted free agent, didn't get the offer that he was expecting, and returned to the Chargers on a really bargain deal. But, David, now I'll put you on the spot. The Chargers obviously have a chance to bring back both of these guys, but if you had to pick one, who are you bringing back?
I'm going with Michael Davis. For me, it's not really that close. Michael Davis is a younger corner. He's taller, more physical, a good tackler, and he learned to turn his head around, which to me literally was the only thing that he had to do to turn himself and transform himself from just talent to talent and production. So for me, it's definitely go ahead and sign Michael Davis, get him a decent contract, lock him up for 3 or 4 years, and that's about it, man. I'm good with Trevor Williams, but Michael Davis, I want to sign him up.
And I would expect Michael Davis to maybe get like a second round tender or something on him. I think the Chargers have always really valued what he has brought to them, even when the rest of us couldn't wait to get rid of him. It's crazy how things have come full circle with Michael Davis, because we all wanted him gone, and none of us saw what the coaches were thinking by keeping, by trotting this guy out here time after time and having it burn them and having him get burned also. But I think Michael Davis is the choice if you had to pick one. I think more than likely they're going to try to bring back both of these guys and bring back even Trevor Williams, who it's easy to forget had a really, really good 2017 season. So Michael Davis also has recency on his side, which I think helps him out. And obviously the coaches are enamored with him. So I think that's the way to go. But I think, guys, the Chargers defense, even though at certain points didn't look like it, have a lot of key pieces that they need to bring back. And then some, even more than that, to put in to get this defense where they want it to be at. So I think right now, you know, obviously a lot is yet to be determined, but I think the Chargers should bring back a majority of these guys. And I think we all agree on that. So we will see, but there's obviously going to be one guy that gets signed, guys, that you just are like, what the hell are you thinking? So that move is absolutely going to come. Which one of these guys will it be? We don't know, but we will be back with you guys next week. We have a whole new week of shows coming out for you guys next week. Until then, make sure you go follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC. Make sure to like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers. And if you have a smart speaker and you got one for Christmas, make sure you say, hey, play podcast Locked On Chargers. That's the coolest way to do it. And we want to hear who you guys want to re-sign. And you can do that in your own voice on the show by calling the Locked On Chargers voicemail line. The number is 323-524-7924. We play all the voicemails on the podcast. And make sure you tell us your thoughts on who the Chargers should bring back, and we'll play it on the show. That's one of our favorite things to do, and we will absolutely play it for you guys next week. But we will be back with you guys next week. Until then, subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast from. Take it easy and go Bolts. All right, boys. All right. A lot of editing, but I think
outside of the